I gotta get used to. But enough about me, how are you, sir? Do you live life like it's your last day? Or does the fast life seem a little passe? Does your outlook become a little blasé? Feeling burned out like Pompeii or Dante? Well, I say, keep burning out till the maximum. Puff, puff, then pass till the pack is done. Earn stacks for fun and then give it all away to the people who you love. Yeah, that's what's up. Ride to the rhythm of your own drum, and together we'll rise out the doldrums. Believe you can make yourself Lord for the kingdom, power and the glory are yours. Yeah. Living my life seems simple, but it don't really mean that it is though. Only got three things that I live for. I just wanna be a symbol. For the kingdom, power and the glory. Yeah. For the kingdom, power and the glory. Drums, for the kingdom, drums, power drums. And the glory. Check, chickity check, 1-0. How did hip hop become my hero? I blame it on my pops when he popped them Dr. Dre CDs into my jukebox. Idolizing the lives of the hot shots, thinking I could be the new Warhol, the Basquiat, thinking I could be the new Dali or Picasso. And you ask what I do this hip hop for.
So how you living?
The only way I know how, in the booth. Spitting my soul out, so I can headline shows that are so loud. But how can a human being be so out of his mind? You can blame it on the beer, the red wine. But if you believe, you can make yourself Lord. The kingdom, power, and the glory are yours. Yeah.
Living my life seems simple, hey. But it don't really mean that it is though. Only got three things that I live for. I just wanna be the symbol for the kingdom, power, and the glory. For the kingdom, power, and the glory. For the kingdom, power, and the glory. Hey. For the kingdom, power, and the glory.
Much love, guys. Hope you guys enjoyed that. That song right there was called Kingdom Power Glory. My name is Rex Mack, and I produced that beat, and I wrote that song. Boston representative, Boston musician. Hope you guys enjoyed the content thus far. You are now rocking with 91.5 WMFO. Got two more songs for you. Before I go into those next two songs, you probably heard throughout this run the phrase Stars and Roses a bajillion times. And I figured now would be a good time to kind of break that fourth wall and kind of tell you guys what Stars and Roses is, because WTF kind of discusses, you know, the brand. The hook goes Stars and Roses, you know who we are. Ironically, y'all probably don't. But, you know, I figure I should clear it up. Stars and Roses is just, a philosophy where, you know, you tailor everything, you know, bottom up, and you build. You know, and there's such a spectrum to fill between, you know, the heavens and the ground, you know, the constellations to the grass, you know, and it's all within, you know, your reach. You know, there's levels to this, but, you know, it's our space to fill as creatives. So Stars and Roses is a brand that started off in Hyannis, Mass. Still a registered business, still getting mail for it, and I intend to keep the name living in honor of my man Busy Big, who passed this week. Anyway, we're going to get right back into this set here. The next song I'm going to do is called Caesar. This is a crowd favorite at all my shows. This is off my EP called Kingdom Power Glory, dropped in 2012. Feel free to check out my SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/RexMack for this song and more. Anyway, this is called Caesar.
I got my wings up, strung out, turn the violins up. It's a new day for those who never knew me. I'm back on my hip-hop, hooray. It's the sound of an empire, reborn in the form of a fresh guy. Black times in an all black necktie. Wanna know my name? Look it up in the headlines. Sipping red wine and a goblet until I lose what's left in my conscience. Why do cops keep recommending me counselors when I spit so many bars? I need a bouncer. Hey, just look at how bad he's been. My queen got me feeling like a champion. Sleep so good, heavy in. Dreaming of what I'll show up at the Grammys in. Gold diamond, all gold chariot. I got these fashion moguls looking scared. I wanna cop so many tags that celebrity mags won't know who to compare me with. Said one,
Caesar.
Ah, yes, I got to be
Caesar.
Do you have the strength and the power to slay
all your lions in your arena?
Oh yeah, I got my wings up, strung out, turn the violins up. It's a new day for those who never knew me. I'm back on my hip-hop, hooray. It's the sound of assassins trespassing through the halls of my castles. Bodyguards, alright, I got the scars and roses. Let's watch your soldiers get past them. K-Randy, Devin, James, and Maggie. You're busy, you're my family. You ain't gotta tell us though. We flow bars till we can't go on, and we jam so hard, make peanut butter jealous. So, live life without a limit. I gotta stretch beyond these outer limits. I wanna contact the guys so I can party hard on the top of Mount Olympus. Until then, the throne is my main aim. Take a look at my first name. No, I ain't plain. Forget a plain Jane. I'm a Great Dane. Knock everybody out the ring until I am king. What's up, man? Caesar. I gots to be Caesar. You have the strength and the power to slay all your lions in your arena. Oh yeah, I got my wings up, strung out, turn the violins up. It's a new day for those who never knew me. I'm back on my hip-hop, hooray. Yeah.
What's up, guys? My name is Rex Mack, and you are still tuned in to 91.5 WMFO. This is On The Town with Mikey D, R.I.P. Mikey. Anyway, thank you guys for being such a great audience, for those of you who've been tuned in from the jump. Y'all probably heard me plug this radio station like between every song, and you know it's all good though. It's all love, and you know that's what I'm trying to celebrate here with all this content. You know, keep blooming, keep doing your thing. All the Boston artists listening to this, you know, keep pushing. We are a culture. We are unified. You are awesome, and you are worth something. And let's keep pushing the culture, man. Again, my name is Rex Mack. Shameless plugs ahead. So. You can check out all my work, which is all entirely self-produced, on rexmacmusic.com, rexmacmusic.com, SoundCloud, Instagram, the whole shebang, bang, bang. Anyway, let's wrap this thing up. I'm going to close this set out with a song called Energy, and we're going to move this to the other room where I'm going to be interviewing with another homie over here at WMFO. Again, my name is Rex Mack, and enjoy this. This is called Energy.
Energy, energy, energy,
yeah,
energy,
yeah, I need Joe.
Energy, energy, energy.
One sign, yeah,
energy,
yeah, I need Joe.
Energy, energy.
Everybody,
energy,
let's go. Yeah, yeah, I need Joe. Everybody wanna do like this, and everybody wanna do like that, but who does? Back in the day, they called us losers. LOL, then booed us. But look at who's laughing now, man. Look at who's laughing now. Who, us? As we bring the newness, it's only right that you must. Give me yo.
Energy, energy, energy.
One time, yeah, yeah, I need yo.
Energy, energy, energy.
Turn the lights
up. Ever since elementary, kids would be like, who the hell is he? Coming up with they biases, all because he was a quiet kid. And I admit that I might have been the quietest in the violins in the choir pit. But that don't mean that the brain beneath his afro sheen was silent. What I do, I recite rhymes in my solitude. Show the rhyme to my dad and mommy. Take a break and then watch Tsunami. Thank God for the fact I wasn't that sensitive to the messages from the hater kids. Pissing me off, instead I learned to feed off the negative.
Energy.
Hey, hey, yeah, yeah, I need you. Turn the lights up. Everybody wanna do like this, and everybody wanna do like that, but who does? Back in the day, they called us losers. LOL, then booed us. But look at who's laughing now, man. Look at who's laughing now. Who, us? As we bring the new nuts, it's only right that you must. Give me yo.
Energy, energy,
yeah, yeah,
energy,
one time. Yeah, yeah,
energy,
I need you.
Energy,
first two.
Energy. my dude. Since the first days of college, I told myself I'd follow my dreams and never apologize or keep anything bottled inside. Cause it don't make sense to me why anybody would censor me. Just retort aggressively as if I snorted a crushed up sensu bean. Whoa, whoa, I'm a super saiyan with the stupid sayings in the booth for days and all slumber spitting and here until I need another boot to lay in. Oh man, who let the kids out? Should've kept them locked up in the bridge house. When I graduate, what'll they miss about me? I hope this my beats, my rhymes, and my
energy, energy, energy.
One time,
energy,
yeah, I need y'all. Everybody wanna do like this and everybody wanna do like that, but who does? Back in the day they called us losers, LOL and boot us. But look at who's laughing now, man, look at who's laughing now. Who us? As we bring the newness, it's only right that you must give me your energy.
Thank you guys, you are now listening to 91.5 WMFO. My name is Rex Mack. I just performed a 10 song set. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Shifting over to the other room to interview a bit, talk a little bit of shop, talk about some events coming up, some shows, my involvement in the Boston scene. So stick around. Stay tuned.
All right. And thank you to Rex Mack. Like he said, I'll be talking to him in a little bit. But I've been hanging on to this song for a little while now, pretty much all evening. So it's about time I play it. It's Brand New Rationales. Enjoy. 91.5 WMFO.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
91.5 WMFO. That is Sarah and the Wild Versatile with Should Have Known. And we have, as he has said many times, we have Rex Mack in here.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
What's good, man? Mad plugs in the past.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. That, yeah. I got to say that's one of the cooler things about hip hop. the plugs come so easily.
Yeah. And it's something that I really try to refrain from doing in my songs. Like, I don't know.
Like referencing yourself in the songs.
Like, I don't want to be that weird dude saying, like, calling himself in third person and stuff. It was never my thing to begin with.
Okay.
And I reference, like, a lot of, like, greats who, like, you never hear Tupac, like, on a record gang going, yo, Tupac on this joint, you know? So I think it's not exactly natural. So
well, you never know these days because, you know, they'll just come up with tracks and just make it.
But on the other side of things, I mean, you have people who built a whole discography off of saying their name 1,000 times. Diddy, Snoop Dogg, like all these homies who find different ways to, you know, rhyme their name. And, you know, that's a style, too. So
I guess. I don't know. I find it. I don't know. There's just that narcissism that just makes it a little uncomfortable. Like, do you have to mention your own name in your song all the time?
Right.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. If you're great enough, the people should know. But, like, at the same time, hip hop is, you know, that narcissistic art form. You know, it's very ego filled and competitive. So I understand both sides.
Well, I mean, just any music in general is like that. Yeah. I mean, it's just, I don't know. Maybe it's just a little more obvious when it comes to hip hop. It's almost too easy to do. But I was listening to your performance, and you were saying you make all your own beats and all that stuff.
Yes, sir.
What prompted you to do that instead of finding samples and things like that?
I mean, currently, because I don't really have access to the software to sample.
Okay.
But I think ultimately, I've always been a, I don't know, control freak, and a lot of my influences don't really sample.
Okay.
It just happens to be that way. Like, I loved Neptunes, like early 2000s Neptunes.
Oh, yeah. Like Pharrell. Oh, yeah.
And a lot of their sounds, I guess the story goes, is that Pharrell couldn't afford his samples. He couldn't afford to sample anybody, so he just ended up making a lot of his sounds with the same stock.
By the second record, they didn't use any.
Right, exactly. So. Exactly.
Yeah, so I was a big NERD fan.
Yes, man. Like, so. Dude, they're working on a new album.
I know.
And, like, it's awesome. And, In Search Of is a great album.
Oh, yeah.
Flyer Die is okay. Nothing is cool. Seeing Sounds is, I don't know.
Yeah.
Is awesome. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. Up there. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, good stuff, man. Shout outs to you.
So that being said, have you ever in your past, like, worked with musicians to come up with things like that, or has it always been just you coming up, thinking of something, and then figuring out how to loop it and all that?
Yeah, I want to say I've always stuck to the formula of cranking out beats on my little baby MIDI keyboard, and MIDI, like, you know, the keyboard has changed throughout the years. But as far as, like, instrumentalists and collaborations with them, I have a few friends who are, like, guitarists, or a few friends who play the piano who might choose to embellish some songs that I have. Like, I'll already have the skin and bones there, and they kind of, you know, throw some tattoos on. But I think, ultimately, I've never gone into the studio and used another friend's instrument or another instrument other than my MIDI keyboard as the foundation for a song. Not to say that I'm against it. It's just something that, you know, I haven't really adhered to in my process. So maybe one day.
I was going to say that. Have you pondered that kind of thing? Like, maybe in the future, like working with a keyboardist or somebody who can really program a drum machine.
Yeah, you know, I definitely am open to the possibility. I think that. I don't know. Like, I've always been a solo artist for as long as I can remember.
Okay.
And I've never really toured with the band in the past. I haven't really played with a live band too many times, if at all. But I'm still open to the possibility. Like, you know, for places like this, of course, like, a band would shine. And, you know, there's a whole synergy where you can feed
off. You were just in that in Studio D.
Yeah.
There are bands that play in there.
Yeah, man. So, like, there was mad space to fill. And
You
know, and it's crazy, like, because a lot of venues out here, like, you know, Somerville, Medford, Boston, in general, Cambridge, where a lot of venues will look down on you if you don't have the band behind you, unfortunately. And I feel like hip-hop is stigmatized to where, you know, there are producers behind the scene who are, you know, technically trained, you know, put in their work, but you know, because you don't have your live set with you, people might close their doors and say, oh, okay, well, we don't allow the backtracks. And I think, you know, that kind of sucks. But I think, you know, it's, I think it's some ground to break ultimately. And I don't know, just shout out to like a lot of the producers out there, like in the hip hop genre right now doing it, or like any electronic producers who, you know, are getting hip to new gear. They're pioneers in a way, even though it's not in a traditional school. You know, I think that, I don't know, there's a value to everything. Like anything with knobs in a studio, it's fun.
Of course.
You know, time and place, though. Time and place is a thing.
Absolutely.
Context is a thing. But yeah, ultimately, I think that, yeah, I'm open to the idea of performing with the band for sure one day.
So where are the places that you do perform? Because, I mean, a lot of the clubs around here, like you said,
yeah,
they want that back line going on. So.
Right. So I want to say, I guess over this past year, I've been pretty active in performing around the greater Boston area.
Okay.
So I want to say Hard Rock Cafe. Sonia, I just had a show at this past Saturday, which was lit. A shout out to everyone there.
Oh, yeah. Sonia's really good for that.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. Like, yeah. I guess it's a fairly new space.
I haven't been in there yet.
You got to check it out. You got to check it out.
I mean, I know the murals. I know about the murals in there.
Right. And I know back in the day, it was like, what, TT and the Bears?
It was TT the Bears, yeah.
Yeah, and I had never been in there before. Okay. But so I don't know how much.
The closest they ever got to you was kind of like a dark disco night.
Yeah, right. So I've heard. And I guess in that respect, I don't really have a frame of reference as to, you know, if it's better or worse.
Hmm.
But when I was there, I really enjoyed myself. The crowd was lit.
Good.
The bar, it's interesting. They have a bar, and I guess they serve all these healthy teas and like kombucha and stuff, but there's no alcohol. And
they don't have their liquor license yet.
Yeah, they don't have their liquor license. But, you know, it's cool. They're getting through it, and they're filling the room anyway.
Oh, yeah.
You know, which speaks to the power of the music and like just the draw that it has on people in the Central Square area.
Oh, absolutely.
I myself am an organizer, and I put together monthly showcases at Out of the Blue 2 Art Gallery.
Oh, no, that's a great place for all types of shows.
Yeah, just, and I'm thankful.
I mean,
man,
our producer Joel just played there, so.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no way. Okay, I got to talk to him about it. Yeah. The guy who manages the space, Tom Tipton, is a great guy. Big heart, welcoming. And he has an open door policy and lets, you know, mad artists of all disciplines throw, you know, whatever they want in that space. I mean,
at its heart, it is an art gallery.
Yes,
so.
Exactly. Yes.
So, to have you guys play there and then have, you know, loud electro clash music.
Right.
It can happen. It will happen. It has happened.
Yeah.
It will happen next week.
Yes.
So.
Yes. And, like, I'm glad that he has those doors open for those, you know, that genre as well as any, you know, for any artists who want to develop their sound within a space. The speakers bang. And, you know, where else can you have a giant husky hop up on stage with you, you know?
What? Shout out to XO. Wait a minute. You got to tell me about this.
Yeah, dude. Okay,
a large husky?
Dude, this husky, it's it's not even like a dog. It's a dragon. Shout out XO. Shout out XO. He is the mascot, unofficially.
Okay.
Of Out of the Blue 2 Art Gallery. And it's crazy. I have nothing more to say. You could just walk past it on any day and see him posted up outside, super nonchalant, super casual, like totally ignoring the fact that he is like a beast. Like he's a big dude. Ultimately is what I'm trying to say. But he's got a lot of love in his heart too. Oh yeah, my girl Cass
got
on the phone.
Wow, that is.
Yeah, he's a dragon. Shout out XO. Shout out Tom Tipton over at Out of the Blue 2.
That is insane.
Yeah.
Wow, that is crazy. Real cute beast too.
Yeah, a very cute beast.
So.
Yeah, I don't want to get on his bad side. I haven't seen anyone get on his bad side, but but he's something else.
It looks like he can crush you.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. He's like a bear or something.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh man. No. So you were saying out in Studio D, you have a whole bunch of stuff to plug. So
yeah,
this is your opportunity, man.
Yeah, man, I will do that. So I guess the reason why I'm here in the first place is because my girl Anna Ray, who's just heavy, like out here in the Boston scene.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Plugging away, PR, all that, music, culture, all that. She does it. She does it all. She's the reason why I'm here tonight.
Okay.
She linked me up with Joel, who was open enough to have me on the show, And she's essentially using this as a way to plug her event, also a showcase, multi-genre. On August 19th, it's called All Together Now. It's a monthly installment that she runs all through the Boston area. This one's going to be at Somerville's The Burn.
The Burn. Yes.
I never get that right. but The Burn. And so anyway, it's going to be me performing, as well as a tango trio, as well as a comedian. It's going to be an interesting crowd, man. But she does her thing, and she's been, you know, working hard to build up this event. So shout outs to her. She recently had an article featured on her and this whole showcase in the latest issue of the Somerville Scout. And through her, she was graceful enough to hook me up with the editor and the team over at the Somerville Scout. And they put me on the cover, actually. Nice. Me and a gang of pink flowers. So, you know, in your local stand/counter. it's crazy, man. So she's really pushing the event, and I'm very happy to be within her orbit. It's nice. Been dope.
No, she's been here at On the Town with Mikey D. I believe she's performed too.
Yes.
So yeah,
man.
I mean, and I think she'll be coming in to plug her other monthly shows in the future. So
good.
Yeah. No,
good.
It's gonna be great for her.
Yeah.
And, you know, and putting you with a tango trio and a comedian.
Yeah.
So
yeah, like literally, like feeding it to other people's audience.
So when is that show?
August 19th. Somerville, The Burn. The Burn.
The Burren.
The Burren.
B-U-R-R-E-N.
Oh, man. 91.5 WMFO. This is Hooked on Phonics with Rex Mack.
Yes, Hooked on Phonics.
Good Lord.
Oh, and your silent Bob is just going absolutely bonkers after this.
Yeah, shout out.
They were making Kevin Smith references before they came on the air. So
yes, so for those
you're Jay. Yep, she's the silent Jay. Bob.
Yes, we switch roles every now and again. But for those of you not in the room, my girl Kat Waterman is sitting right next to me in a comfy leather chair. She is in charge of a lot of the design elements surrounding, you know, my album packaging design, all that. Graphic design extraordinaire, jack of all trades, man, and she kills it. Photography.
And there is a mic in front of her. She decides she wants to talk,
but I guess she'll hop in. She'll hop in when she wants to, man. She's very outspoken when the context doesn't, you know. Doesn't demand it.
Well, this is the thing. This is about you.
Yes, we did it.
Yes.
This isn't about me. This is about you. But thank you so much for the shout out. I will say that.
Yes.
And first time being on the radio. Thank you.
Yes. Yay.
Makes me so happy. Guys, this is a moment. Like, Kat's been my ace, like, you know, by my side through thick and thin, through all this music stuff for the past, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. Three, 4 years.
In other words, you're Silent Bob to your Jay.
Yes. Yeah.
Personality-wise, I am definitely Jay.
Yeah, personality-wise, she's Jay. She's Jay. But this is
so when we get off the air, she's going to like start swearing and all that stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's totally wilding out, man. It was such a test to be in that room, because the whole time I was performing that set just now, she was like on the sidelines taking photos, you know, building up the inventory.
Mm.
But I don't know. It's crazy. Whenever we're in a room together, like everyone has like an ish eating grin all the time.
Yes.
And you know, the vibe is always positive, which is what I want and expect out of my circle. You know, and that goes for anyone I come into contact with. So, you know, thank you for having us here.
Yeah, it's no problem. I mean, we don't have hip hop here a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we have in the past, but nothing like what you have here.
Sick.
So it was refreshing to have this.
Oh,
going
you,
on. So
yes.
And
you,
and I think I counted the number of shout outs during your set. I think I was at about 22.
Yes, that's my lucky number, man.
Wow.
Yes.
So
shout out 22s, but yeah, guys, like, I don't know. I guess I apologize. You know, it's too late. But,
oh no, dude, you know, no way.
Apologize.
We're gonna sample that dish,
and please,
and just plaster it all over the station.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna be singing in my sleep tonight. It's gonna be a mess. This is Rex Mack. You are now tuning in to 91.5 WMFO. Word.
Hey, there is no problem with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, thank you so much for coming in.
Of course.
I'd say I'd let you break down your equipment, but I have the feeling it's already done.
Yeah. Yeah, your staff has been very active and very helpful. Cool culture here. Cool vibe.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yes. So, where can people hear your stuff in full intended artistic integrity type thing?
I want to say just the space that I usually refer people to is rexmacmusic.com. That's rexmacmusic.com. That has all my social media, links to videos, links to streaming platforms. My album, A Bloom, which dropped in late May, is available now on all platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, SoundCloud, the whole thing.
The whole thing.
Be sure to check it out there, rexmacmusic.com.
Excellent. Yeah. So, and any other gigs other than the Bren?
Yeah. Nice. I want to say...
Oh, come on. I know.
I
know a comedic hook. You know the other kinds of hooks.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Like, so I have... All Together Now is the main thing this month, and that's on the 19th. But I want to say that on the 20th, the following day, I'm performing at the Lunar Moon Festival down in Quincy. September 10th, I booked my first festival. That's news to anyone listening who's close to me. Celebrate with me. I'm performing in the New England Youth Arts and Music Festival over down in Haverhill. So that is something that I just got confirmed today, and I'm pretty ecstatic about it. So when is that? That's September 10th.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure what time of the day I'm performing, but that's a big thing for me, man. I just want to go to bigger stages from here, just to access more people.
This is the first step, right?
Yes.
Here.
Yes. Oh man, this
right
is
here on the
step.
Air, doing 10 tracks.
Yeah. But like, no matter how big the stages get, I mean, I love these kind of settings where you get to kick back and you know, really just take in the room and the personality. And yo, y'all aren't even here though, but you guys got to see the art on the walls. Be sure to check out 91.5.
Oh, yeah. There's a, I don't know if it's on our website. Actually, there may be a photo or two.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a big mural.
Who did the Harry Potter one? I saw that.
Oh, this is many, many, many contributors.
Yeah.
Because someone just like kind of put the building there, and then people just started decorating inside the windows, and you know, I don't know which Marvel hero sitting there with
Iron Man is with a newspaper,
you know, Charlie Brown's right next to him, you know, Abe Lincoln's below him, you know, things like that.
Just like paint and Sharpie all over the walls and all over the tiles. On the ceiling, and it's awesome.
Oh yeah. Some of those have been here for more than a decade.
I believe you, man. I believe you. And
that one directly above Cat that says "bitch slap guy," that's been here forever. Mind over bladder.
Nice. Man,
true words have never been written.
Yeah. I didn't know you could say bitch on air.
Well, it depends.
Are we on count?
It depends on how you're saying the word bitch.
Gotcha. Okay.
If you're referring to a person, you can't say it.
I see.
You know?
All right. Good to know for context.
So an FCC rule for you.
Yeah. Thank you for that, man. Yeah. I was like rehearsing a lot of my content before I got on the mic earlier.
That's always a good thing to do anyway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. But like just to make sure that it was edited, because I don't do like a lot of edited performance too often. So,
Well, I was going to say with this youth festival you booked on the 10th of September, here's your practice.
Touché, sir.
Well, he might teach him something. So.
Yeah. Right.
But anyway, thank you guys so much for coming in.
Yeah.
I'll let you head out and all of that. So thank you.
All right, man.
Thank
so
you.
Much. Kudos. RexMacMusic.com.
Yes, sir.
And are all the performances scheduled? All the schedules up there too?
It's a work in progress.
Okay.
I'm hoping to get that out or that page active soon on the website. But for all of the more timely things, like tonight's show as well. refer to my Instagram. That's where I'm most active, and that's instagram.com/RexMacOfficial. So,
RexMacOfficial on Instagrams.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Here's Sawtooth, 91.5 WMFO.
You told me. shoot your mouth off, expect to pay the price. Can't be.
91.5 WMFO. That is Noelle with her with Time Travel the World, little outtakes EP that she released earlier this year. Actually, only a few weeks ago. Anyhow. Before that, I had Carissa Johnson with You Lost You. Buffalo Tom gave you Tangerine. I go back a little ways on that one. And I started that off with Sawtooth and Goodbye Horses from the American Singles Project. Proceeds go to ACLU. All right. That brings an end to On the Town with Mikey D. Pam will be here next week. More great live music. More great talk. More great recorded music. That's the best thing about On the Town with Mikey D. You get all of it. All right. Where can I end off? Let's see. Well, there's this.
It's going to the old time.
91.5 WMFO.
Beyond.